So do we know what brought your grandfather over?
We assume, I'm going to say, we think he came over in about 1891. In Russia, every now and then, it was great to have a pogrom. Let's go and kill a few Jews. And certainly in the Ukraine in 1891-92, there was a really serious pogrom. So we believe that that was one of the reasons. But there was religious persecution. There was also the fact that if you weren't careful, you got drafted into the Russian army for 25 or 30 years, and often you weren't going to be seen again. London, Britain, was a great industrial city and nation at the time, and lots of people wanted to come here. Some wanted to come as a stepping stone to go into the States, others wanted to settle here. But I never found out the reason, because of course I was much too young to have this sort of conversation with him. So my grandma probably knew, but maybe not, I don't know. She was his second wife. His first wife, Pauline Green, was also Russian. That obviously was not her birth name. It was an anglicised name, but they got married in London in 1892. And I know that she was Russian, mainly because they both lived in what were known as Rothschild mansions in the East End. They had been financed by the Rothschilds and others to house Russian immigrants, because the conditions in the East End of London in the 1880s and 90s were pretty poor, to say the least. So this was a way in which they were able to give people reasonable accommodation. With his first, she died, unfortunately, having already given birth to four children, two boys and two girls, and I've recently made contact via Ancestry with a grandson of Polly and Barney. So he's now living in New York. I'm in touch with his daughter, who lives in London, but we're going to start an exchange of emails as to what we can remember or not. But those four children were all born in London, they moved to Cardiff. I'm not exactly certain when, but I would say probably about 1900, 1901, and then she died, leaving him with four relatively young children. So he did what most people did in those days, he hunted around, and by recommendation there was my grandma. Yeah. And they got married in London, in the Philpott Street Synagogue. I have a copy of their marriage certificate, their Jewish marriage certificate. That synagogue's no longer around. And as I say, they moved to Cardiff. Subsequently, when his father died, his mother also moved to Cardiff. In London, they lived in a street called Settle Street in the East End, and it's still standing. Mm. And Diana and I visited Settle Street several years ago and had a look at the house. The school that my grandma went to was at the end of the street, Settle Street School, and it's now a Muslim school. So it's still an interesting area, but so much of it, of course, has changed. But it was really good to be able to stand outside their home and just sort of muse as to what it must have been like when they were there.